Sometimes in worship, we start to focus on ourselves and how good it feels inside of ourselves. When we come to worship, it's not about us, it's about us setting our minds on God. So we have to think when we're singing those songs, we're not talking about, oh, I feel this good feeling now that I'm in worship. Because a lot of times we feel bad, we feel terrible. In my quiet time today, it was like the only reason that we understand our situation is when we look at who God is. So really, since we sing the chorus a couple more times, to just think of it in terms of you are holy, great, and mighty. The sun and the stars, and they bow down to the God that we serve.
You are holy, great and mighty, the moon and the stars declare who you are. I'm so unworthy, but still you love me forever. My heart will sing of our praise.
You are holy.
You are holy, great and mighty, the moon and the stars declare who you are. So unworthy, but still you love me. Forever my life will sing of
my name.
Seinaru, Ibai na kami, tsuki to hoshi, zengen tsuru. Kainai wa tashi, aishi tsuzukeru, eien ni, anata o sanki.
Not only do we get to worship Him, we get to breathe His presence. We get to feel and experience That's who he is as a person. Distractions, no one talking to you, kids, like no talking to one another right now. And I want you to just focus on, this is saying, His holy presence living inside of us. One of the things that I'm realizing more and more is my cry, I wonder, am I really desperate for God? I know when I get really hungry, I run into the fridge and I'm desperate for that food and I grab it and I eat it. But if we're not desperate to spend time in God's presence, we need to really check our hearts. So it may seem long, but we're going to take about 5 minutes right now and just really start to give us time to search our hearts. Take out your iPhones if you need to, and turn off the just read the Bible if you need. If you need your Bible, like just take your Bible out, find this passage of scripture. Let's just check our hearts and see, why am I not desperate for God? Why am I not desperate for His presence? Thank you. But Jesus during his life fought for that time, that quiet place of solitude. And there's no better place to take advantage of that time than here in the church. Kids being noisy is not a distraction. The little kids should remind us that we're supposed to come to God like a little child. Just to continue to get an attitude of worship and realize that it's not hard.
Thank you.
for what who he is, but for what he's done as well. Praise the one. We thank you for the privilege of being able to worship you. Father God, I pray that for every hindrance, for everything that's kind of creating a blockage between people and you, that you eliminate it, Lord. I pray the exhaustion, the overwork, and the inability to focus on you would be gone in your name, Lord God. I pray that relationships would be healed in this place, Lord God. I pray that you deliver people of things that are holding them back. I pray that you give strength to those people who are weak. That you heal people who are sick in their bodies. I pray that you change our thoughts and our mindsets about who you are. And you'd allow us to really experience the absolute glory and wonder of your presence. Teach us to look beyond ourselves, Lord God. Teach us to see your heart and understand it, Lord God. Teach us to love you deeper than we've ever loved you before. Teach us to experience your love like we've never experienced it before. And Father God, as we continue in an attitude of worship, let us know and understand you more. In your name we pray, amen.